Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
One, two, three. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. Live. This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, check out the website. Go to OnCallRadio.com. Let's kick it off and go with Ken. Hi, Ken.
I have five children. Most of them have this cough, and we've been doing, you know, sage and peppermint tea and some other things that just do not seem to be working at all. Just wanted to know what would be good for a kind of a deep congestion. Sounds like a mucus coughing up. Just trying to get mucus up out of the lungs, and what would be recommended?
Couple things. Well, you know, again, it could be a several issues. First thing, when you've got congestion like that, that doesn't seem to be going away, two food groups you cut out completely. Cut out dairy products, all the milk, cheese, yogurt, all of that. Cut out all the wheat products, any kind of bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, which those two things are pretty much every kid's diet. I mean, 90% of it. So when you cut all that out, you're cutting out the two highest level inflammatory and allergenic foods in the body. And so when you cut that out for about a period of about 3 or 4 weeks, you'll notice if the mucus, the cough, all of that begins to pretty much settle down. Because as you do that, it makes an enormous difference. Big challenges when you're dealing with that. So you want to really slim that down as much as you can. Because, I mean, really, one of the big keys that you have to look at along with these kind of situations, you've got to make sure that their immune system is where it needs to be. And until you eliminate the inflammatory-based conditions and the foods that could be causing that, because foods are always a trigger. I'd say always. Many times they're a trigger. And, you know, when you cut out certain food groups, you eliminate the potential food allergies, and you begin to build a good stability around that, that's where you begin to win overall. So I would start there, look into proteolytic enzymes, regular enzymes, that, you know, plant-based enzymes. They can use that with their foods and their meals. Cut out the sugar. Make sure there's not a lot of fruit juice going on. If they eat fruit, make sure it's the real thing. And you should notice quite the difference. So keep me posted on how that goes. 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio. Check us out at OnCallRadio.com. Fetal exposure to plastic chemicals are tied to a lot of breathing issues in kids. So the exposure to pregnancy and the chemical that's commonly found in plastics we know as bisphenol A, or BPA, does increase the child's risk of breathing issues. In a study that they did against 400 pregnant women and their children, researchers found that each tenfold increase of BPA in a mother's urine was associated with a 14% decrease in the child's breathing function at 4 years of age. So in addition, a tenfold increase in BPA at 16 weeks gestation was associated with more than four times the likelihood of the persistent wheezing at age four. So the maternal exposures to BPA during pregnancy may affect the child's future lung health. But the University of Maryland School of Medicine in Baltimore, Dr. Adam Spanier looked at it, and he said the findings were inconsistent. While four-year-olds had reduced breathing function associated with increased BPA exposure, that link wasn't seen in five-year-olds, the study said. Moreover, the BPA concentrations in children's urine was not tied to the reduced breathing function or wheezing at all. So the link was only with maternal exposure. But if future research confirms the link, BPA avoidance may offer another avenue to prevent the development of asthma. So noting that the researchers measured BPA levels in mothers during pregnancy and followed children from birth, Spanier said he believes the findings support a causal association. Scientists have also been puzzled by the surge in asthma in the United States over the past 3 decades. It's soared, they said. And a lot of the triggers, like tobacco smoke and air pollution, could be it, but they're saying that BPA, because it's so heavily prevalent in our food supply now, could be the main issue. And pregnant women that are exposed to BPA are causing a lot of this because they're, you know, constantly eating out of the containers, drinking out of the water bottles, whole nine yards. BPA is heavily elevated in so many of our kids today. So the BPS exposure, a Spaniards team collected urine samples from 400 women, and they did it at 16 weeks and 26 weeks of pregnancy. And the study was published online in the Journal of Pediatrics. They found for every tenfold increase, the average amount of BPA in the mother's urine, there was nearly 55% increase in the odds of some type of wheezing in their children. And further, it raised concerns about the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's decision not to limit BPA use in aluminum cans, which is the major source of BPA exposure in children and pregnant women, they said. So again, new studies are being done, but the FDA is working now hand in hand to figure out a better way of eliminating that from our overall food supply. And really, in the toxic area, it's a real challenge because it's a major hormone disruptor. And when you start dealing with hormones, any of the food supplies that can do that become a real challenge. So always have to look and keep an eye out for it, because it's BPA, we're seeing more and more, and as an issue with BPA, we really want to focus on getting the body or eliminating that. So remember, the BPA, it's 1, 2, and 5. Those are the numbers on the bottom of those plastic bottles. Those are the ones that don't have BPA in them. So if it has 3, 4, 7, it probably has a BPA in there. You got to be really, really careful. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health, give us a call or go to the website, go to oncallradio.com. Now, one of the big keys you got to look at, too, that I find interesting, and when you look at one of the big issues, I think, really, when you look at fat loss, and we're talking about weight loss, fat loss, anytime somebody is struggling to lose weight, I get this all the time, but I want to talk to you briefly about some of the items out there that are very, very beneficial at helping drop belly fat. So, I mean, outside of your exercise, which we know, and outside of eating a certain diet is everything, and the right kind of nutrients are everything, but some keys out there that have been university tested that do work and that can be a good adjunct or an addition to what you're already doing. So, again, there's all kinds of claims, fat loss pills and wonders, but there are some good basics that you should know about. Number one is coconut oil. Coconut oil is a great, great tool to help drop the belly fat. It helps energy levels, but also can help in helping the body burn body fat. Two is green tea. Drinking green tea on a regular basis, 1 to 2 cups a day, has been proven to help drop the belly fat. The other is conjugated linoleic acid. University proven, works very well. You found a lot heavily in red meat, but they extract it, and you can take 3 to 6 grams a day with food. It's a fatty acid, and it can make an incredible difference. So those are some keys that have good proven research behind them, and also a handful of nuts a day. Brazil nuts, almonds, walnuts, whatever it is, have been shown to reduce fat specifically in the abdomen. So again, you can win with some of these little tricks and tips. Hey folks, you heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, When I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. Within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available. www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Call now
888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web, oncallradio.com. Jane, you're with us. How can I help?
I'm calling concerning a history of kidney problems since I was 9. And I've got some burning. I don't even know if this is related. I have some burning in the top of my stomach. And it varies from side on top or the other side. I drink a lot of cranberry, maybe not enough water. I'd like to know what type of vitamin or supplement or herb or what should I do?
Well, a couple things to consider. I mean, with the kidneys, you got to be very careful. I mean, obviously, if you've got burning in the upper level of the stomach, may not really be the kidneys, though. Might be something else. I would go to your primary care physician and let them run some basic tests just to see exactly what's going on because, I mean, it could be, again, here we get into the could-bes. So it could be so many things when it's related to the stomach. So it has to be checked out and get some testing done and figure that out. Because once you have that figured out, again, that's when you can kind of come up with a game plan, decide if you want to go kind of the medical route and use medications or try to find a natural alternative that can help support your body in the right way. But again, first and foremost, you have to figure out where the pain's coming from, what's causing it, all that. And whether it's a blood test, whatever they decide to do, the standard medical tests are really the best way to go. And that's why I love the testing, because the testing lays everything out. It tells you what's going on and allows you to have a good game plan so you can really make good decisions on the way to make it happen. All right, 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Let's go to the phones and talk with Dale. Hi, Dale.
I've been exposed to black mold. I've been trying to fight it for about 6 months. It's horrible. Almost died from it already. None of the doctors up in North Georgia even know what I'm talking about. Look at me like I'm crazy. I've been taking Lamisil. That just keeps it at bay. I run out. It comes right back again. I've learned a few other things, but maybe tell me what to do to knock this out of my system.
Well, black mold, definitely something you got to be really careful with. And you know, one of the big challenges with something like that, you've got to get tested, make sure that that's even what it is. There's some simple testing that can be done to find that out. Your primary care can do it. I know they're kind of throwing you to the side and saying they're not really, you know, validating it. But find someone. I mean, keep asking questions and find someone that can test you, see if that's really the issue. And then obviously wherever you're being around it, whatever the black mold is, whether it's in a building, a house, your workplace, whatever, I would do everything you can to avoid that, be removed from that, whatever it takes to not be exposed around it, if you think that's what it is. But testing first and find out what's going on, then you take some appropriate measures. Because, I mean, with black mold, there's some detoxification that you can do. I mean, even with simple things like chlorella, high level of probiotics can really help. But there's some heavier levels that need to be looked at, even chelation that can help. But again, first and foremost, you got to figure out if that's what it even is. So start there and then keep us posted, all right? Gout is an issue that a lot of people struggle with. And now they're saying it can be linked to diabetes. And so gout, of course, is where you've got a buildup of uric acid and your body's not breaking down proteins very well. That's really the bottom line. But you're not breaking down protein, so the body creates these little crystals. And the crystals get into the joint space and are extremely painful. So a lot of people struggle with gout that are overweight, that have a poor diet, and that it really gets into that level. So it's a form of inflammatory arthritis, and it, of course, it appears to increase the risk of type 2 diabetes, especially in women. The researchers followed more than about 35,000 gout sufferers in the UK, and found that women with gout were about 71% more likely to develop diabetes compared with people without gout. Men was about 22%. And it seems to be contributing to the risk of diabetes and independently of other diabetes risk factors, such as obesity. The gout causes real intense pain, usually in a single joint like the feet, and especially a joint like the big toe. More than about 3 million Americans suffer from the condition, and more, really, men than women struggle with this. The American College of Rheumatology said that people with gout have excess uric acid in the body, which forms needle-like crystals that can lodge in the joints. The diabetes characterized by more of a high blood sugar levels can lead to kidney damage. And, of course, amputations can actually happen at the very end. So current research suggests that gout raises the risk of diabetes, and the study can prove it. But the association is really clear, they say. They speculate that ongoing low-level inflammation from gout may increase the risk for diabetes. Other risk factors shared by both diseases, high cholesterol and high blood pressure. So they both go hand in hand. The researchers looked at this. They had data to back it up. And, of course, the biggest issue is they like to isolate the relationship between gout and diabetes. Investigators took age, sex, and especially weight into account because obesity is a risk factor for both gout and type 2 diabetes. A study was published recently in the Annals of Rheumatic Disease. That's where most of this was found. The treatments for gout this year are available and are tailored individually. One of the big issues. Dr. Spiros Mitsis, who's an endocrinologist at Lenox Hill Hospital in New York City, said the study makes doctors more aware of the association between gout and diabetes, and the two really do go hand in hand. So it's interesting just to see the differences in what happens when you're dealing with gout and when you're dealing with diabetes as a whole. So interesting to say the least. Coming up, we're going to jump in more questions about your health. Also, some great weight loss tips if you haven't been winning in that battle. You got the battle of the bulge, you got the spare tire, or maybe something on the hips and thighs you want to get rid of. It may come down to hormones. And the question is, do you go into hormone replacement therapy or do you get your body to produce more of its own? Well, it's a big topic now. People are wondering what to do. A lot of people are struggling getting into the place where they're using the replacement therapy. And it's needed in some ways, but there's some great ways to do it on the flip side.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplement. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 1-888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Ebola's been a hot topic. If you've been watching the news at all, obviously, it's a big, big deal. And now President Obama is considering tighter Ebola screening for travelers from West Africa. He said recently that his administration is preparing additional screening measures to prevent the Ebola epidemic ravaging West Africa from gaining a foothold in the United States. Obama, after meeting with his top security and health advisors, did not specify what those measures might be, but senior federal health officials said that steps could include entry screening, which is screening travelers arriving in the United States from West African nations battling Ebola outbreak. Dr. Anthony Fauci, who's the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, he noted that current screening measures primarily consist of checking passengers for fever as they leave infected African nations. So Fauci said the president and the staff are now considering screening measures in the U.S. airports. Fox News said it's certainly open for discussion. Dr. Tom Frieden, who's the director for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, he confirmed that extra screening might include asking travelers who they had contact with in Africa and checking them for fever, the network replied. So Obama strongly urged other countries to do more to help contain the Ebola virus outbreak in West Africa, calling it a matter of global security, which is interesting. Underscoring the sense of concern, they said this recently, that a nurse in Spain has now become the first infected person to catch Ebola outside of West Africa. She was the part of a medical team that treated a 69-year-old Spanish priest who died in a Spanish hospital last month after being flown back from Sierra Leone. And Sierra Leone, Guinea, Liberia, and the West African nations were hit hardest by the epidemic. Obama's announcement followed word over the weekend that the first Ebola patient to be diagnosed in the United States had taken a turn for the worse. And Thomas Eric Duncan, really, who's a native of Liberia, is receiving experimental treatment and supportive care at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas. Hospital officials changed his condition from serious to critical over the weekend. Ebola is a deadly disease, they say, that can affect many parts of the body. Frieden said during a Sunday news briefing that it can be very challenging to support all the vital functions while the patient's natural immune system is trying to fight it off. So the federal and state officials said recently that things are going well in Dallas as they work to prevent a potential spread of the disease. 66 of the 114 people being investigated for possible contact with Duncan have been cleared, and the rest are being monitored for signs of infection. Now, the members of Duncan's family who live in Dallas, Morning News reported that none of the known or suspected contacts have developed any symptoms of Ebola, officials said. Also recently, the fifth American to become affected with Ebola in West Africa was a freelance cameraman working for NBC News. He arrived in Nebraska Hospital to begin treatment. He's wearing a white hooded jumpsuit, and he arrived by ambulance in the Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Ashoka Mukpu, who's 33, said he'll be kept in isolation where they treat highly infectious disease. And the Nebraska hospital is the same that successfully treated another American infected with Ebola while working in West Africa, Dr. Rick Sacra, who's a 51-year-old medical missionary. The CDC's Frieden said that Ebola is not easily transmitted. To become infected, a person must have to come into direct contact with the bodily fluids of a person who is suffering symptoms. So those symptoms will include fever, muscle pain, vomiting, bleeding, and can appear as long as 21 days after exposure. So it's interesting for sure. I mean, 4,000 U.S. troops could be deployed to West Africa to combat future spread of the virus, and the troops have been slowly building up the infected nations, including advanced forces who are directly deployed in certain places of need. But Ebola, the epidemic in West Africa, is the worst outbreak ever of the disease. Estimated 7,500 people have become infected, and 3,500 roughly have died in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone, according to the World Health Organization. So, naming it a global crisis, they're concerned about it. And different people have different perspectives, and there's doctors that are talking about the spread and the concern. Should we be worried about it in America? Should we not be? And the potential of a, you know, more of a pandemic kind of thing. So we'll keep you updated on Ebola here as the latest breaks come out, and get kind of different thoughts and probably bring on experts to talk about as well. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health, you give us a call or go to the website, go to oncallradio.com. So whatever you're struggling with, remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. Don't ever lose that, because at the end of the day, the body can recover in so many different ways. You don't have to be stuck. So if you get some diagnosis with high cholesterol or diabetes or anxiety or depression, just because you have a diagnosis doesn't mean it's your prognosis. It doesn't mean that that's where you stay and that's where you're going to always land. Grapes are our food of the hour. Love to talk about grapes. Why? Because they're so powerful and have so many nutrients in them. Of course, the dark grapes are my favorites. Tons of resveratrol, which is found in wine. And the flavanols are really important, too. A lot of the phytonutrients that you find in them and the flavanols can be extremely important. Lutein, zeaxanthin are all very good. Of course, they contain a hormone, an antioxidant, melatonin, as well as the oligopeptides, which are small protein-like molecules. With overwhelming number of health-supported phytonutrients, not surprising that grapes have been shown to provide many of our bodily systems. They help support the immune system, the inflammatory system, blood sugar regulating systems. Of course, they've also got benefits against cancer. But the antioxidant benefits are what we really look at the most. Of course, it's what we focus on and hear about the most, too. Wealth of antioxidants found in grapes. Vitamin C, manganese are loaded in them. Beta-carotene as well. Even the hormone melatonin can be identified in grapes, known to support antioxidant activity as well, and to protect against that. The grape seed extract is good, and the grape skin, especially the muscadine grape, has incredible benefits along the way. Now, research on antioxidant benefits provided by grapes or grape components include the following. Now, they can prevent certain oxygen-related enzymes from becoming overactive. They increase the blood levels of glutathione and also increase the ratio of reduced to oxidized glutathione. It can help protect against cell membranes, a lot of free radical damage. Also, they can lower the levels of oxygen-reactive molecules in the blood, reduce oxidation of fat, and they have lower biomarkers of oxidative stress. Now, anti-inflammatory benefits, along with a strong antioxidant support, the grapes provide us with equally strong anti-inflammatory benefits. Once again, of course, the research studies are strong in this area. The grapes have been determined to lower our risk of excessive unwanted inflammation in a variety of ways. So they deal with what's called interleukin-6 and interleukin-1-beta, which are tumor necrosis factor alpha, and overproduction of the pro-inflammatory enzymes COX-1 and COX-2. A lot of great benefits. I mean, grapes are just chock full of them. And I mean, incredible cognitive benefits, cardiovascular benefits. One is they can lower the LDL cholesterol and raise the HDL. Blood sugar benefits, too, because of their glycemic index, they range about 45 on the index. So watermelon, which is a higher sugar fruit, ranges about 75. And, again, you don't want to do a lot of things like watermelon, but grapes can be eaten on a regular basis. They're considered to be low glycemic, and they hang around the range of 45. Now, apples and oranges get around around 25. That's why, and berries, you know, fresh berries. But they're still, grapes are still considered a lower glycemic fruit, so they're great to use on a regular basis. Now, here's another one. Strong anti-aging benefits. The resveratrol is a still-being phytonutrient that most grape skin, grape seeds, and grape flesh contain. And what's interesting is it's really strong on the antioxidant level for the skin health, internally, a lot of cognitive benefits. So, matter of fact, they did a study with the California Verbal Learning Test, and the reactive oxygen species, which is can be accumulated in the brain, was prevented. It can cause damage in the brain by the grape seed extract. So it reduced inflammation in the brain with the brain cells themselves. And again, they don't have a wide study, human research study on that, but they do know that that is a major, major benefit for what's going on and how grapes, and even the grape skin, can help in an amazing way. Now, what's interesting to me also, they got a lot of phytonutrients that are great, but also a lot of the probiotic type properties to them. They're strong against bacteria, the wrong kind of bacteria. Very good at bringing the good bacteria back into the gut, and anti-cancer benefits. Now, chronic inflammation has been a root cause and potential for cancer for quite some time. Research on grapes, though, and grape components have shown that cancer, they focus on three cancer types: breast cancer, colon cancer, and prostate cancer. So in the case of breast cancer, the grape phytonutrients receive the most research attention and have been a lot of the catechins and also the still beans, especially in the resveratrol. Great benefits all the way around. Of course, it's loaded with fiber too, which can be beneficial and helpful for the digestive tract. People with colitis, irritable bowel syndrome, all can benefit from grapes and the components that come in them. Powerful superfood. Grab a handful today. I'll tell you something really cool is put them in the freezer after you wash them off, and they taste like little popsicles. They're really, really good that way. Coming up, more questions about your health. We'll jump in when we come back.
Hey.
Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Six, safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
From the makers of Lock It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Connect with the show online, oncallradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Welcome back to the show, 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web, oncallradio.com. Let's go to Mary on the phones. Hi, Mary.
I have hypothyroid, and I take levothyroxine and 50 mcgs, and wondered if you had any holistic ideas.
A couple things really are important. I mean, with hypothyroidism, of course, hypo means low, so it's running in the slow version of that. I really am a big iodine fan. The more that you look at it, the more you study it, of course, the more you see that we don't have it in our diet, the more you can see the need of why we have to have it. Women need iodine about three times more than men. You need 150 micrograms a day for your breast tissue, 150 micrograms a day for the thyroid gland itself, and 150 micrograms a day for the ovaries. So iodine is being pulled in multiple areas, so it's easy to become deficient. And because we don't have it in our diet really at all, then that becomes one of the big challenges. You have to figure out, okay, what do I need to do to get my iodine levels up? Well, you can do supplements. I mean, that's great. Sea kelp is good too, but you need a certain amount. I mean, there's debates on this, but the Japanese get about 13 milligrams a day of organic iodine. I mean, it's incredible how much they get. And if you look at their obesity rates, they're very low. Look at their cancer rates, very low. Iodine is one of those trace minerals that we don't have in our diet and food supply, and we need it because it can make a tremendous difference in the way we feel, in our mental clarity, in the thyroid function, so your metabolism function really does increase. A lot of great benefits to it. I personally think we don't pay enough attention to it. And in medicine, we've kind of dismissed it, said it's dangerous and you don't really need it and it can mess up your thyroid even worse. But you have to look if somebody needs it or not. And you can run a simple iodine test to see if you're deficient, see if you have it or don't. There's a urine test, and also there's a basic saliva test you can get done. So you can kind of take a look and see if your body actually needs it or not. But that's first and foremost. Now, the other thing is tyrosine. Tyrosine is an amino acid that it works hand-in-hand with iodine as a cofactor to help everything really stay on track and work the way it needs to. So I would look into both of those because I think they would be really helpful. And don't forget that with thyroid function, you got to look at the pituitary. So if they haven't run blood tests on the anterior pituitary gland, that needs to be done. Someone's got to look at that because that drives everything. So the anterior pituitary drives the thyroid, the adrenals, all the major systems to get them going the way it needs to. So I would get that looked at first and foremost. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website oncallradio.com. Hi, Tammy. Welcome.
I was just wondering about how breast implants affect a woman's health.
Well, it impacts it in a lot of ways. I mean, if it's, of course, there's the debate between saline and silicone. And if there was a leakage at all, it'd get pretty toxic to the body. The saline ones are not that big of a deal at all. So those are the ones that you pretty much don't have to worry too much about. But it's the silicone, the old school version that everyone was having an issue with. So, I mean, again, depending on when you had those put in, would be the level of concern. And a lot of ladies that had the silicone ones put in have had them removed and had the saline ones put back in. I know it's a pretty big hassle to get that done, but they just didn't want that in their bodies anymore. I don't blame them. I mean, it's a smart way to go, and it's a great way to get the body back in order. I mean, if you're going to have them, have it with the highest quality and the safest product available. And again, there's a debate, just so you know, just for the other side, that the silicone implants are completely safe and that there's nothing wrong with them. And some people say that's okay. And some don't really, they just kind of want their own situation to be taken care of. So you've got to kind of do your own personal research and make a good decision, because at the end of the day, I mean, it is your body. You've got to make a good decision for, what you want to do. Because it's like that with anyone. I always tell, it's like vaccines. It's like you do your research and you make your decision about what you want to do for you or your kids or your family, whatever. And that's really the big piece of that for you. Now, Doug in Austin, Texas sent an email and said, should calcium and magnesium supplements be taken at the same time of day? Doesn't really matter, as long as you take them with food. And if you're going to take calcium and magnesium supplements, really good to take at night, especially magnesium, because the magnesium is a calming agent to the nervous system. It relaxes the nervous system. So people that don't sleep very well, a lot of times are magnesium deficient. So you increase magnesium and you calm down the nervous system. You get the person to get into a deeper stage of sleep. Works very well. So again, but look too, when you start taking the supplements, I'm not a big calcium supplement fan, because if you're eating plenty of fruits and vegetables, and you're getting plenty of calcium in your diet on a regular basis. Plus, the body has this incredible buffering mechanism. Usually, it's a vitamin D issue. And the vitamin D is very, very low in many people. So getting the vitamin D levels up where you need to makes a big difference. And remember, it's vitamin D3. That's the version. But also vitamin K2 taken with the D3. Now you're talking, because that makes a big difference as well. You start putting those together, and you can really begin to get that person to thrive again with those two. Bone density, you start working on different hormone systems. It is a great way to go. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show. Helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom82.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom82.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 82.com. Go to freedom82.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom82.com.